Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I love a good idiom, a common phrase with a figurative meaning. Break a leg, hit the nail on the head, bite off more than you can chew. I like them because they convey a deeper meaning than just a regular description. A meaning that you feel inside yourself, a meaning that connects to personal experiences that are unique to you, but yet are very similar to what the person who is sharing or receiving have experienced. The phrases by themselves are meaningless. They're fluff phrases, yet they touch on something internal in both the giver and the receiver. Let the cat out of the bag. Kill two birds with one stone. Burn the midnight oil in the weeds. The last one might not be as well known or as well used as some of the others. But in our family, we use it quite a bit, being in the weeds. Primarily, we use it at coffee shops. In particular situations where we walk into a coffee shop and we'll see this large clump of a line waiting to place their orders. And then we see a large clump of a line waiting to receive their orders. And behind the counter, we see baristas hurriedly grinding beans, pulling espresso, steaming milk, trying to catch up. Diligently working to catch up. We take all of this situation in, and in an acknowledgement of what we're seeing, one of us will turn to the other and say, ah, they're in the weeds. It's a way to, you know, you feel compassionate for them. They're enveloped in the busyness of the situation. It's not ideal. It doesn't mean that they're done or overwhelmed. It's just a difficult situation. It's stuff. It's a lot of stuff. And they're in the weeds. There's a slightly different meaning to this in golf. Now, I don't golf. I tried once, and it did not go well. We eventually just said, I think we're done, because the poor people behind us, just one group after another, had to keep passing us. It went poorly enough that I've never tried again. But I do find that on Saturday afternoons in the middle of February, as the winter is pulling on my spirit, I like to turn on the TV and watch golf just to see the green grass and to see the sun shining down on people in shirt sleeves. And from time to time, as I'm watching golf, the commentators will be talking about the situation of one golfer or another who has hit their drive off to the side one way or the other. And they will comment, oh, they're in the weeds. This is not to say that the ball has landed literally in a big thicket of briars or thistles or crabgrass, oh my. But they're off the path. They're not done. Their game isn't over. They're simply in a situation that's a bit more complex and complicated. They find themselves with some obstacles. They're in the weeds. This morning, Jesus is sharing another parable about the kingdom of heaven. And he begins, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to." And again, in this parable, as he's talking about the kingdom of heaven, he's saying that the kingdom of heaven is happening now, actively forming now, here, in our midst, in our communities. This is not some far-off, distant destination. It is here. It is in our lives. It is in our interactions. the planting, the caring, the harvest, the planting, the caring, the harvest, the planting, the caring, the harvest. The kingdom is active. The kingdom is tangible. The kingdom is happening. And then he describes the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who plants seed in their field, and then someone who comes and sows weeds in that same field. Someone in opposition. Someone trying to isolate, separate, frustrate the harvest. The plants start to grow, and soon the situation is recognized. The servants ask the one who sowed the good seed, "Do you want us to go in and pull the weeds?" The sower responds, "No. Let them stay. Let the wheat stay in the weeds." It's an unexpected response. You're expecting the sower, out of frustration and anger, to say, "Yes, yes, go in, of course. Go into the field and remove the weeds. Remove all the weeds. Pull them out. Let my field be rid of them. Let my field be clear." That's what you're expecting the sower to say. That's what the servants expected the sower to say. Get them out of here. But the answer is no. Jesus explained the parable. He says that he is the sower. He is the one going out and planting the seed. The field, he says, is the world, and by this, our mind goes to a map or a globe. We see the world. The seed, Jesus says, is the children of the kingdom, by which we assume us, people, and the weeds, children of the evil one, other people. But that doesn't rest very well. There's a finality to it. We grow, they grow. We're gathered, they're gathered. It's done. Just before this parable, earlier in the chapter, Jesus tells a different story of seed and soil. And in that parable, we are the soil, and God's word is the seed. And so it makes sense that that would continue, that Jesus would hold on to these definitions of what is what in these metaphors. Jesus is the sower of the seeds. The world is people. All people. The seed, the good seed, is the children of the kingdom, the offspring of the kingdom, what is produced by the kingdom. The seed is faith, hope, and love. And then that's what's gathered. That's what's treasured. That's what's kept and shared. The weeds are the children of the evil one, the offspring of opposition. It is what impedes, what separates, what frustrates. And this is also gathered and set aside over and over and over again. The sower looks out at the fields. There are weeds in the fields, but the sower knows it's not done. The sower knows it's not over. The sower knows the field doesn't need to be cleared because there are treasures of great joy growing there as well. There's another way to understand the idiom in the weeds. It's when we find ourselves bogged down by meaningless minutiae. When we're so concerned about small details that we're prevented from seeing what's important, our relationships with others, our relationship with the kingdom, our relationship with the sower, that the sower keeps nurturing us. We're in the weeds, but God meets us there carefully, meticulously, treasure gathering. Even in the midst of the weeds, God is there, sharing these things that connect us to each other, nurturing the growth of faith, hope, and love, and watching over the fields. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.